Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friend, and so thankful that you're here today. We've been talking a lot about what's going on inside of our heart, down inside of our being here, the part that you can't see from outside here. We're talking about being led by your spirit, being directed by the Lord in your heart. We're talking about knowing who you are and what you've got inside of you. And we've been talking also about how that the Lord came and dealt with me on March 9th, and it was amazing what took place. And after that, he began to show me what I did and why I was where I was and why I could hear him so clear and why, where before the previous almost 50 years that I had known him, I never did hear him like that before. And so he began to show me why those three things were, why those things were happening. And I mean, why I was hearing him. And he began to show me about these three things. And of course, we talked about humility and quite a few weeks we were on humility, which that is the big one. And there's no use in even coming to God if you're not going to humble yourself. I mean, basically wasting your time. If you're just going to think you're just going to approach him in a prideful manner, it's not going to happen. And he's going to resist you. So you're not going to get anywhere with him. So we talked a lot about humility and came in a lot of different directions with that, brought a lot of scriptures in concerning that, because it is really a big deal with God. It's a big, big deal with him. So you're not going to get very far with him without it. So we want you to get far with him. We want you to get to the place where some real things can happen in your life. Some real changes can take place in you and in your life going forward. What you have coming your way. So we want to get you into the best thing with the Lord that you can experience. And so that's what we're talking about here, about knowing yourself, knowing what he's created in you, knowing what's happened, this fusion, this blend that we have with the Lord. And of course, our main scripture for all of the seminars in this series, the Know Thyself series, is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. That says, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Well, it's because of what he did in us. It's because of this work of God that took place in our heart, in our spirit, in our inner man. And we don't see, now see, I looked the same the next day that I did the day before, and you too. And you look at yourself, and I mean, you can't perceive on the outside of what took place on the inside of you. And of course, that's why we're talking about this in this series so much, is so that you can look at who you really are. Not the outside part, not the part that's aging, not the part that's dealing with this material realm, that's in contact with the material realm. No, not that part. The part that's in connection with the spiritual realm. That's the part of you. Now, you are a soul. And we talked about this in earlier seminars that you need to go back and review. Maybe you do. But this whole series is talking about the consistency of how you're made. It's talking about where the Lord talks to you. It talks about, I mean, it's all inside of our heart, down in our heart, down in our spirit, in our soul, more precisely, is where he will speak to you. And that, of course, we know in our soul, we have primarily compiled of three basic areas, the mind, the will, and the emotions, is what's compiled into your soul in a basic area, I guess you could say. But they're all blended together. And the thing is that with God, when he moves in and when he's in your spirit, this new creation that you are right with God now, created in his image, in his likeness, and you can stand in front of the perfect God right now. Because of what he's made you. If you have Jesus, you can stand in front of a perfect God right now because of who you are and what's happened in you and who you have. Glory to God. And we were talking about humility and about how to enter in. And we talked about the other things that happen to me and why it caused me to get into this place with the Lord. And I know that he wants you to come into that place with him, into that thought to thought, mind to mind, understanding with him all day and all night. You don't have to pray for an hour to get there with him, to hear him clearly. You don't have to pray, you know, for days or, you know, stuff like that. No, he'll talk to you instantly. And if he doesn't speak to you instantly about something, he's got a reason for it. I found that I'm just not ready for it yet. I'm not prepared. I'm not mature enough, perhaps. I'm not to the place where I can understand what he's telling me. And he knows that. He knows where you at in your level of maturity. So he's not going to deal with you about things that are more advanced than what you can, that you can grab hold of. He's not going to do that. He's going to talk to you on your level, right where you are with him. He's going to talk to you one-on-one, very directly and very personally about the things that involve your life. Boy, is it wonderful. Talk about valuable. How valuable is that? Well, it's beyond riches. It's beyond anything in this life that we can equate it with. To hear from the Lord is, to me, one of the most valuable things to attain to come into an understanding of in your life. I mean, so many things, people put so much effort in things that are far less value than this. And they'll put so much effort into those things, and they're even temporary things. They're temporary things that's going to pass away, temporary things that don't matter. So we're coming into an understanding of things that are eternal, things that he wants to get across to us that will change things in eternity for other people. For, you know, it's not just about here and now, you know, it's about there and then. It's here and now and there and then. And it's about touching these people who are eternal spirits themselves and helping them. That's what's important here. That's what's important down here, is these eternal spirits that are living in these bodies, in these fallen bodies. That's what's important to him. And that's what should be important to us also. So that's why we're on here, is for you, is to get people into the place where they can hear from him. And I'm tell you what, if you can get into this place, if you desire to get to this place with him, then you're going to find out that it's a whole lot bigger than what you had, that you initially thought. When I first come into this understanding with the Lord and begin to see things, and see myself the way I was, or what he began to reveal to me who I am, and what he's created me to be, and when I started seeing all that, I'm like, dear Lord, this. Then it just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until your mind comes to a place where you just not, you know, it kind of blitzes out, I guess you could say, when you can think about the enormity of what he's done in us and what he's created in us and the person he's made us. And the more you look at it, the more amazing, and the more you are amazed, and the more that you're a wonder. It's the wonder of it all that he would do this in us and bring us up to this lofty place with him, to be one with him and the Father, with Jesus, one with the Holy Spirit. And this lofty place that he's made us to be. Well, the only way you're going to find out really how great this thing is through humility, through coming in and in, and dealing with your pride and selfishness and so forth. And it's that place, my goodness, he begins to open up to you what you really have. And when you trash what you thought you had, it's so important, and grab hold of what he's got, and he begins to show you how wonderful and how enormous and how vast, it's just beyond words. my friends, beyond words, what we have with God. It's beyond words. It's beyond expression. How in the world do you express such things? I do my best to talk. Of course, I'm dealing with a vocabulary that's not that great. So I'm trying to get across to you the best way I know how to describe, to get you into this understanding in this place with the Lord, because I want you to know something, what you have with Him now is far beyond what you realize that you have with Him now. I mean, you just don't see it. You just don't see it. And the parts that I'm seeing makes me realize how vast and huge the parts that I don't see is. I mean, the more I see, the more I realize how much I don't see. And that's, it'll be the same with you. It'll be the same with you as you grow in these things and with the Lord, praise God. And we talked a lot about these three things. And of course, it's in the box that holds the three things, is the synonymous with each one of these things. Amen. And so we were talking about humility for some weeks. And then last week we got into submission, talked about submission here a little bit. Amen. And so I wanted to read a little bit here in submission, about submission. And just review just a tad bit what we talked about last week. And that is, submission is not agreement. If you're in agreement, then you're not in submission. You're agreeing. It's a different thing. Submission is never easy. It is yielding your will to the will of another. So in other words, you're yielding your will, your own will, by choice you make of your own will. You're yielding your will to the will of God is what you're doing. Amen. So that is submission, is what that is. Amen. It's yielding your will to the will of another, not doing what you want, but doing what the other wants. And that's submission. and not only that, but just doing it with the right heart, doing it with the right attitude. Not, I'm going to do it, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, so I'm gonna have an attitude about it from then on. Well, that ain't submission, really. That's sort of I guess you could say, well, I'm gonna do it, and I'm not agreeing with it. And I'm gonna do it, it's almost like, all right, well, I'm submitted to it, but I'm not. I ain't gonna be happy about it. Well, listen to me. Don't go to God smitten like that. because you need to be happy about it. And so you didn't get to do it your way. So what? Don't you want to do it the best way? Don't you want to get the best results? Don't you want to have the best rewards because of that? Don't you want to see God move? Don't you want, all these things are because a person submits. If you submit, you see, you'll get to see these things. You'll get to see miracles. You'll get to see Him doing things in your life that you could not even remotely conceive of. And He'll drop things in you, and boy, it's great. Why does it happen like that? Because you're submitted to Him. You have a heart attitude that whatever you saying, Lord, I won't do that. I don't want to do what I want to do. I want it, whatever it is, make up your mind, whatever it is that's coming up that you let me know. I want to know. And so, but if it's different to what I do, I want to submit to you. I want to submit to you. I'm trashing my own agendas here. I'm trashing them before I even get to them. I'm trashing my own agendas. And what I want to do, I'm grabbing hold, and I'm holding on to what you want to do. That is submitting yourself to the will of God in your life. Amen. Submitting yourself and to His plan, not your plan. And that's real submission. Amen. Submission is being willing to accept the other's way and not proceeding your way any longer. Submission is putting your agenda aside to do the other's agenda. Making a decision in your will, that's where it happens, is in your will. Making a decision to reject your own plan in order to accept and carry out the other's plan. Or in this case, we're talking about the Lord's plan. You're trashing your own plan and grabbing hold of the Lord's plan. And that's what you want. Well, you've got to have some understanding in order to do that, because you're not going to be able to see past your own plan. You're not going to be able to see past your own viewpoint of where you want to go, what you and who you are and what you want to be. You're not going to be able to see past it until you're submitted. Now, when I say see past it, I'm saying that what you see and what you perceive as being important in your own agenda and the way your life is going and the way you want things to go in your life, you're not going to be able to see his plan without trashing your own agenda. So that it's imperative that you submit yourself to God and reject your own. See, because if you haven't... If you're not in disagreement or not, you're still in your plan, then you haven't submitted. When he's showing you something different, then you want to instantly, it'd be wise, you want to instantly say, oh, that's the way, now that you mention it, Lord, now that you show me, that's the way I want to do it your way. I want to do it your way, because you learned enough to know that his way is the best way. And he knows a whole lot more about it than you do. I don't care what it is in your life. He knows a whole lot more about it than you do. And he knows what's going to fit with you. And he knows what's going to work with you the best. He knows what he put in you. But if you don't recognize that, and you're just going to go on and do what you think, apart, you see, against that, well, then you're not going to see a whole lot of stuff, as we talked about just a few minutes ago. Amen. Counting your things, your way, your decisions, your life dreams and goals, etc., as rubbish. Yeah. In light of his way, in light of his plan. You see that? You count in your own way, your own direction, your own goals, dreams. You're saying, I just want his way. Why do you say that? Because you've got a hold of the concept of the fact. You've got a hold of this fact that his way is better. It's greater. It's everlasting. There's more peace in it. There's joy in it. There's prosperity in it. All positive things are in his will. Amen. And other people are going to be affected by this submission that you have made with the Lord, because he's going to be able to come and use you and flow through you and get you into the right places in life where you wouldn't be able to be there otherwise. You wouldn't see it. You wouldn't be able to see it. You understand? Praise God. Counting your things, your way, your decisions, your life dreams and goals, etc., as rubbish. Submitting everything you are, past, present, and future, and everything you have to the Lord. You know, before he even says anything to you, you know, you're submitting it all to him. You're giving everything to him. Amen. This is where the rubber meets the road. Really is. It really is where the rubber meets the road many times. I mean, you know, because if you're not submitted to his plan, well, then, you know, you're not going to go any further. You're not going to get very far. You're not going to find out his ways and his things. So that's where the rubber meets the road, you know, is in understanding and realizing what you're doing. And that's why we're talking about it, so that you can understand and completely realize what you're doing and why you're doing it. Amen. It's the great exchange. Amen. Your will for his will. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So that's so, so important. And we want to talk about that a little bit more, about submitting yourself to God, because it is not agreement. When you're in agreement, you're in agreement. But it's not when you're not in agreement, then you see his will, then you have an opportunity to submit to it. Then you can take your will by an act of your will and submit yourself to the Lord and to his way and what he wants to do. And boy, you'd be glad you did. It's always a good idea. It's always a good thing to submit yourself to his plan and his way. Amen. You'll be so glad that happened in your life. Amen. I want to get into the third thing here, which is real important. One of the three things that, of course, the first thing was humility. And our second thing was submission. That's in this box that brings you into this place with the Lord. Now, the third thing is consecration or commitment. Consecration or commitment. Okay, these qualities, what I'm talking about here, we talk about these three things in the box of one, is the qualities that the Lord told me is where I was. Now, I'm not trying to puff myself up. Well, this is what I was. This is what I did. This is who I am now. I'm not trying to puff myself up. I'm just trying to educate you. Way he educated me about what happened, I didn't realize I just didn't realize a lot of these things were working in me like that. Well, he showed me that they were, and that's what brought me into this place with him. And I know that he brought that understanding to me so that I could get it to you and pass it to you and give you this understanding, and so that you could get into this place with him as well. Amen. Glory to God, because that's what this series is all about, is to get you into this place of clarity with him, of direction, of hearing him clearly, of realizing his will for you, which is so good and so great. He wants you to realize it. He wants you to live in it. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to live in a place of fruitfulness in the kingdom, to where you can really affect other people and really be a blessing to them and see miracles happen in their lives. Oh, man, there's nothing more exciting than to see Jesus move in the lives of other people that you've been able to talk to them, or been able to, he's been able to touch them through you somehow and use you to be a blessing to other people. Praise God. Consecration or commitment. I think you pretty much know what these words mean. To consecrate yourself. Now, what does it mean to consecrate? Well, it's something you do in your heart, you know. It's a decision. It is a loyalty type of thing. Where you pretty much are consecrating your life to his purposes. Basically separating yourself for his purposes, not for your own purposes, not for, you're yielding yourself in a sense to his vision of you, what he sees, his vision of where he wants to take you, his vision. And we don't know a lot of the places that he wants to take us in the future. But having these three things working in you, with the humility and the submission and the consecration working in you, it means that you're totally set apart for his purposes. It means you're told. Does it mean that you can't relate with anybody anymore? Of course not. You go relate with people, and but you're consecrated to his purposes, to help them through you. You're consecrated, to him, what he wants to do now. And you're wrapping your life around it with all everything that's within you. You're wrapping your life around that, his will, what he's showing you, because you don't have one no more. You don't have an agenda no more. Why? Because you've gotten rid of it. Through consecrating yourself into his agenda, you get rid of your agenda. It's like the verse we said a while ago about the things that, you count them as rubbish. You count those things as rubbish. The things that you've achieved, the things that you made you great or whatever, brought you up and things you're proud of, da, 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 da. But it means if it's apart from his will, you need to count it as rubbish and consecrate. See, there it is. You consecrate and wrap yourself around, wrap your will and let him wrap his will around you. You wrap your life on him, in dependency upon him, and he wraps himself all around you in his will. So consecration is something you do inside that you decide, you want him to express himself to people out here where we're living in this natural realm through you. And since he's blended in there with you and he's infused with you, so he's right there. And he can do these things through you if you have consecrated yourself, you see. Consecrated. Amen. This is what you do in your heart. When we consecrate everything to his purpose, to his purpose, not to your purpose or to my purpose, I have joined myself to the Lord. Here's the thing, man. Now his purpose is mine. I got rid of my selfish one. I got rid of the one that I had before, my own agenda. And whatever he wants to do now, that's mine. Whatever he's wanting to do, it's mine. That's mine. I've embraced it. I'm consecrated to it. That's where he wants you to get. Consecrate yourself to his plan for you. It's going to be different than for me, obviously. But he's going to consecrate. If you'll consecrate yourself and commit yourself to him, you see, well, he's going to use you. He's going to use you. And you're going to be blessed being used. What a blessing it is to be used and to let him flow. What a blessing. What an honor to let him touch somebody, help somebody, lift somebody, give them some good stuff, heal them, deliver them, give them some peace in Jesus' name. And we get to do all that with people. Because he's here in us and we're consecrated to his purposes and his plan for our lives. And we're consecrated for him to use us and to help others through us. Man, that's what he's looking for. He's looking for vessels that are yielded and consecrated, committed to him, committed to his purposes, what he wants to do in people's lives. And we get to be a part of it. What a joy that is to be a part of what he's doing on the earth today. To be a part of it. To be actively involved in it every day. I'll tell you, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be committed and consecrated to his plan. Praise his name. Knowing his way is for our best and for the best of others eternally. Do you believe that? Well, we ought to know that. We ought to know that his way is the best way. We ought to know that his way is the best thing for others that we touch. We ought to know that and understand that and be committed to it and consecrate ourselves to that, to the task of allowing him to use us, to the task of his plan. And living it out and walking it out day after day and minute after minute, hour after hour, week after week, you see, and seeing him unfold to us his plan. There's so many things that come along in my life, man, I don't see why he's doing what he's doing, you know. Why is he directing me this way? Why does he want me to go this way? Sometimes I don't see it initially. But after a while, I start seeing some things because opportunities start popping up. And I get opportunities to minister. I get opportunities to help. I get opportunities to maybe shine a light on something and show the reality about something that where the other individual didn't see. They were in maybe in some deception or darkness thereabout. And it's a privilege to be able to do that and work with the Lord and to help people to see stuff, to see where they are with him and see what's going on in their lives. Amen. It's a privilege to do that. And being consecrated to his plan, because that's what he wants to do with others. Being consecrated to his plan for us to do that in our lives means that we're committed to it. We're locked into it. I'm locked into it now. There ain't no other. There's no plan B with me. What if this don't work with the Lord? What if that happened? There's no plan B with me. I got one plan. That's it. One plan. And that is to do the will of God in my life. I want to see his best in my life. Well, these three things was what we're talking about here. Don't you want to see his best in your life? His best? His best, the best thing for you? Don't you want to see what he has for you? What he's put in there to help others? To make to bless your own life? Don't you want to know about all that? Well, I'm telling you, I've been talking about through all these seminars. I've been telling you how to, you know, what it's going to take for you to get there. But a lot of people, they're not committed to it. They're not seeing it. They're blind to it. How wonderful it is to be with him in this manner. They just don't see it. They just don't understand it. And so we're trying to stir folks up, you know, as we go along. Come on, man, get in this place with the Lord, because it's wonderful to be in this place with the Lord. Be submitted, being committed, and coming in through humility and being submitted and committed to everything he's done. Man, what? There's nothing better now. I don't care what your experience is on earth. There's nothing better than that, than what he is saying for you. There's nothing better than that for you. Somebody said, well, you can't say that about my life, Brother Fletcher. You know, you can't say, yeah, I can too, because I know him and I know what he's got. And I know that it's greater and far beyond what you got, what you think you got. That's what I know. Well, I'm trying to enter into more into some of these things that he's got for me. Now, listen, he's unlimited. He's unlimited. So I'm trying to understand, for myself, to attain to his best for me. And it's through these understandings that we've been talking about to attain, to understand, and to get your mind wrapped around it to where you can see it and understand it, the reality of what's going on in you, what you have. And what he wants to do through you, it's amazing. It's far beyond what you can see, and as I'm seeing more and more from him, I'm realizing there's so much more that I haven't seen, and I'm not functioning in because I don't see it. I'm not functioning in the reality of it because I don't see it. I ain't got my mind wrapped around it yet, the concept of it all. But it's coming. It's coming. Because I'm in the right place of growth. I'm in the right place of understanding. And you can get yourself into that right place as well, because he's not holding anything out on anybody. And you don't have to wait until your body dies before you come into understanding of who you are in Christ. And when your body dies, you come into the spiritual realm, you realize, oh, man. This is amazing. Well, listen, you got that now. It's amazing now in you. You've got the kingdom now. It's in you. You don't have to wait till your body dies for you to come to an understanding of who you are, what you have in him, and what God has made you, and what you can do in this life. Consecrate yourself to it, to him, to his plan. And it's a trust factor. Everything in here we've been talking about is a trust factor involved in it. You trust him with everything. You trust him with your life. You consecrate yourself to him because you're fully convinced in your heart, you're fully convinced that he's got your best interest at heart. And so I'm throwing myself over. I don't know about you. Do what you want to do. I am throwing my life into his hands. I'm keeping my life, all everything that I am and that I have and that I will be. I'm keeping it all in his hands now. It's all in his control. Well, you know, it's a daily thing. I mean, it's every day I ask him, pretty much every day. I'll ask him, I say, Lord, you got anything? Have you got everything today? Have you got everything? Because maybe there's something happening in my life that's not so pleasant happening right then. All right. And I want to make sure, I've got everything in his hands. I want to make sure that my life is his in every way, that I know how to make it. That means he's got my finance. He's got my finances. He's got every possession. He's got all of these things. Everything that I am, it's in his possession. It's in his care. Amen. And you got to keep it there. So I ask him a lot, Lord, have you got everything? Have you got everything? And he'll tell me. And even though it doesn't seem like things are the way they ought to be in the, out here in the natural, if I know inside that he's got everything and he's got all of me, he's got all my future, he's got my present, he's got my past, he's got my money, he's got everything materially, he's got everything in every way I get that I know how to give him, he's got it all. And I've consecrated it all to him. I've committed it all to him the rest of my life. Man, I want you to know, things change. When you've done that and you live that way, you get clear with him. And when you get clear with him, I mean, my, it just who knows where he's going to lead you and what kind of good things are coming for you. By his leadership, I tell you what, the possibilities are just unlimited now for you. I mean, if you can get a hold of the vision and understand it within yourself, that if you give your whole life to him, that he's going to lead you and he's going to use you and he's going to make you a blessing in your life down here to other people, and he's going to make you a blessing and he's going to bless you. Remember what he told Abraham? He said, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing to all nations. That's what he told Abraham. Remember that? I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing. That's my prayer. Amen. That was my prayer. I remember. And he reminded me of this not too long ago. But when I was first born again, I had this prayer in my heart to the Father. And I said, Father, please. And this just, I'm just newly born again, but this is the cry of my heart. Make me a blessing, Lord. Please make me a blessing. And so that's what he told Abraham. He says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing. Well, that thrills me because I've enjoyed the blessing of the Lord and he's making me a blessing. He's going to make me more of a blessing. Why? Because I'm committed to his way, committed to his plan, committed to his future for me. I'm committed. I've given him everything, my past. I've given him all that. All those mess ups, all the achievements, it's all his now. I gave him everything that he can use, everything that I had, I gave to him. Everything that I knew that I had, I gave to him. The total of it. So that's what you call consecration, and that's what you call commitment, and that's what you call submission, and that's what you call coming to him right in with the right heart, with the right humility. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is something you do in your heart. You do it. He don't do it. He can't do it, really. You do it. He's not going to cross your will now. He's not. You do these things. You decide to do these things. Amen. This is what you do in your heart. We then consecrate everything to his purpose, knowing his way is for our best and for the best of others eternally before we see or know what the vision of his plan is. So in other words, you're consecrating yourself to him in faith in before you even know what it is, what it is he's going to do through you. And you stay in that place of consecration and commitment. Amen. Before you even know what his plan is. It don't matter because you trust him. Whatever it is, whatever it is, you trust him. Amen. Sometimes at this point, I believe some people do begin to see some things as the Lord begins to open it up. But no discouragement, no matter. If not, right at this point, it's sure to come in his way and his time soon. So be patient. Be patient for his leading. And you won't have to wait very long. You won't have to wait very long. You don't have to be patient for very long, wait on his timing. You know, that's what patience, what I'm finding out about patience is his timing. He has a different timing than we do. And we have, and so our patience need to match up with his timing. So if things are not happening as fast as you want them to, or not happening the way you think they ought to happen, then your patience needs to kick. You need to understand that the Lord, when he's in control of your life, you need to understand that he has a timing in things. He has a certain timing in things, and it may be different than your perception of his timing. But since you're committed to him, and since you're consecrated to him, you wait on his timing, and you're patient for him to unfold to you his plan and how he wants to do things and what he wants to do through you. Praise God. Amen. We commit everything to the kingdom. Everything. All of our resources, all of our strength, everything is for the kingdom. Everything is that. So that's the commitment. That's the consecration, you see. We commit everything to the kingdom, from finances to life goals to direction. It's all for his use from now on. That's what happens when you're consecrated and committed. A kingdom mentality takes place. You begin to think of things like he thinks of things. You begin to understand things the way he understands things. And you have a king. You begin to develop a kingdom mentality, not an outward world mentality, but an inward kingdom mentality is what begins to come out, begins to manifest in you and out. Amen. A kingdom mentality, all for him, all the time, from now on. That's where I'm at. And I hope you get there too, because if it's all for him, from now on, all for the kingdom from now on. All consecrated, all committed. Nothing left. I've given it all. I got nothing left. I've given it all. You see that? I'm not trying to raise myself up on a pedestal. Well, look, he done give it all. Da, 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 da. No, I'm not. All I'm trying to do is tell you the way it really is with us now, with him, with Jesus and I, the way it really is with us. And what I've done on my part and from his direction. You know, from him leading me. And he's brought me into amazing things. Amazing things since then. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. A different life of eternal value and purpose comes to us. His purpose and his direction is leading now. We follow. The reality of the headship of Jesus is what we begin to see manifesting in our lives. Ooh, and to have his headship and his leadership, oh boy, that's the place to be. To enjoy that, to be a part of it, to be a part of his plan, and to carry out his will on this earth, oh boy, is it fun. And you never know what's coming around the corner. That's the beautiful thing about it. You never know what kind of thing he's going to bring in front of you in order for you to be able to function in this beautiful thing that he's done in your life. And this blend that you have with him. And it's so exciting to be there. My goodness, I'm almost out of time. I've got to get off here. I sure appreciate you staying with us. And I hope you'll tune in to next week as we're getting into some more goodies about this walk we have with the Lord on the Know Thyself series. I love you. See you next week. Bless you now.